Welcome back, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we talk about everything from sports to politics to pop culture and everything in between. Today, talking a bit about Beyoncé's gift to all of us on Christmas Day, what I think is probably her most politically and culturally important live performance. And it is because it operates on a whole bunch of different levels. It was deeply personal. She had her daughter make cameos. It was deeply about her being from Houston, about her growing up in Houstonian rodeo and black cowboy culture. It was about her as a grown professional, the most dominant entertainer in the industry right now. And yet getting snubbed by the country music industry, which is ridiculous. I mean, Elvis Presley came out of Nashville, but he's like the king of rock and roll. He ripped that off from black musicians. Right? Thank you, Matt from Germantown, reminding me of that fact and that country music told Johnny Cash he also wasn't country. But what's different here is that, you know, Beyoncé is black and is a woman. I can't tell y'all how many times during a show I'll get some trolls saying all kinds of things. And I talk with my other hosts. They get some of that. Different type and variety for me. So there are gender and racial components here that are unique. So I wanted to share with you some of the symbolism in case you missed some of it. There was so much happening in that 12 minutes. And I encourage you to go take another look at it. Here's what. So she comes out, the first part of it was pre-recorded. This is, she's riding a horse led by a black cowboy. She's got on this huge, big, puffy, kind of furry, fuzzy coat. By the way, that was Roberto Cavalli. Beautiful. But that is reminiscent of the traditional woolies that used to be worn by black cowboys. She then rides this horse past 16 carriages, which is one of the tracks from her new album. These carriages are all Cadillacs, and they are Cadillacs that have swangas and slabs and donks. And if you know, you know. For those of you that don't know, what I'm talking about are basically like elbow rims. They're these huge rims that come off of cars. It almost looks like an elbow sticking out. This is a huge part of Houston car culture. Largely black Houston car culture. Unbelievable. These, so cool. Came up in the 80s. And this is very, very a clear and distinct part of black Houston culture and hip hop culture that comes out of Houston. When she sings Blackbird, you heard it a little bit earlier. She sings that with the four black female country recording artists that she sang that track with on her album. They are Tanner Adele, Brittany Spencer, Tierra Kennedy, and Raina Roberts. She was joined by 200 members of Texas Southern University's Ocean of Soul Marching Band. That is a historically black college and university, an HBCU, an homage to that. Her then sparkly, bedazzled white, like rodeo outfit that she changed into for the live portion of the pre-recorded. Again, that's an homage to black Houston rodeo culture for attendees. They dress to go to these. The dancing was a mashup of hip hop dance as well as country two-step. Incredible. She brought out Shaboozey, who's a huge breakout black country star. It's the Tipsy song, by the way, if you don't know about that. And I'll just say this about Post Malone joining her. If you haven't seen the two of them singing from this, you should watch it. Because Post Malone, who is in his own right a huge star, looks absolutely in awe of Beyonce. He is looking at her like, wow, you are Queen Bey. I will also say this. The two of them standing next to each other, I never realized how kind of petite Beyonce was, because she always looks like a towering, magnificent, beautiful, huge icon to me. Again, she's got Blue Ivy Carter out there with her. It was just incredible. Now, the very use of the word cowboy is itself social commentary. And her embrace of that, all these dancers had on these sashes, Cowboy Carter. Because white cattle workers were called cowhands. Black cattle workers were called cowboys. It was a derogatory term. The use of cowboy now in wide popularity is itself sort of a whitewashing or an erasing of some of black, not some of black cowboy culture and its roots and cultural significance, especially in Texas and especially in Houston. And again, I mentioned before, Beyonce used to go to Houston rodeos and Houston Rodeo Week. By the way, earlier this year, she made a $500,000 donation aimed at supporting black cowboys to a group called the Black Equestrians Program in the Bill that works in and appears with the Bill Pickett Rodeo Circuit. By the way, I have spent some time at a few rodeos myself. Very fun. Actually worked a summer in Wyoming in Cheyenne for Cheyenne Outfitters. Yep, I got boots and a hat. You think I'm tall and my flat feet? Put on a pair of cowboy boots and put a cowboy hat on my head. I'm enormous. At one point in the show, the cameras pan way back and they showed a group of backup dancers standing on top of white horses. Many think this was a callback to a very famous historical photo showing black cowboys standing on top of horses, which basically shows what a horseman you are, or horsewoman, as the case may be. Also, her moving stages on the field were designed as carriages decorated in a whole bunch of flowers. This is an explicit homage to the earliest Juneteenth Day, Black Independence Day, celebrations that happened in Houston that featured floral carriages. So, why is this important to us as Wisconsinites? Because beyond the personal commentary for Beyonce, beyond her commentary to the country music industry, as if we can put a box around country music or R&B or hip hop or rock and roll or clog dancing or Zydeco music or jazz or rap. All of these are American and they speak to one another. We are of one root, many branches that intersect. And if you don't, I'm an old husband musician as well. Played in Carnegie Hall when I was a junior with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. Played a lot of jazz and Irish and fiddle music and all kinds of stuff. That's why this is, what she does is so impressive to me. Call me a fangirl. But the big level up, why is this important to us as Wisconsinites? It's important to us as Wisconsinites because what she's showing us is that there is a place for all of us in our culture, in our politics, in our music, that it is ours. She is showing us that exclusion is not the pathway forward. She's showing us black joy in the midst of what many know in reality is going to be a difficult 4 years for black and brown folks. And that is so important to us here in Wisconsin, because often we are told that you've got these two different Wisconsins. Baloney. We're told by politicians that it's us and them. Baloney. It's us. All of us, every single one of us. There is a place for all of us in music, in celebration, in joy, in political commentary, in cultural critique. She's reminding us that being black in America isn't a monolith, that you can't put a box around blackness in America, that it is multidimensional, intersectional, ever-changing, and ever-present, always here, and always part of our collective shared history. She gave us both history lesson and inspiration for the future. She brought me to tears. Now, granted, I cry easily, big softy. But it was beautiful in that joy, in that collectiveness, in that Americanness, with flags flying. So my hat's off to her. By the way, Billboard called her the greatest entertainer of the 21st century. Greatest pop star of the 21st century by Billboard. Agreed. Because entertaining also means challenging. It means pushing boundaries, erasing them. It means creating art that is accessible and yet multi-layered and multifaceted. And Beyonce does that every single outing. Charles from Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Hello, Maggie. Yeah, I caught her performance when I thought it was amazing. You know, the whole black rodeo thing.
Yes.
As a young man, my dad's mother lived in Kankakee, Illinois. And every Memorial Day weekend, we went down there for an all-black rodeo show. Mm. And it was amazing. And my kids still remember that. Matter of fact, my oldest son takes my youngest granddaughter to a rodeo shows now. She has her little cowgirl boots on and a little cowgirl hat. And he remembered that. Growing up as a young black kid, going to see black rodeo riders.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's pretty amazing. I remember I dated a Caucasian woman, and her daughters didn't believe that they were black farmers.
They do now. Black farmers, black cowboys, and there will be more black presidents and a first black female president, because we all belong. This is America. This is our country. And it is a country for all of us, by all of us. Thanks so much, Charles. I appreciate you listening and calling. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions. What are yours? I'll share some of mine. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.